A dad, there are many names for him, but he's beloved. Also Babylonian Ishkur, or Yav, Assyrian. Abba, Akkadian. Teshub, Hittite. Tashiba, Hurrian, and so on. The Amorite, Mamanu, Canaanite, they all have different names. Thor would be the Viking name, and Viracocha, the Mayan name. Many names. Each civilization had their own name for a dad. He's the second son of Enlil. And Enlil, and he's the third son to Enlil. He's the brother to Sin, a younger half brother to Ninurta, who's in line for kingship. He's the uncle to Utu and Inanna. He's an important god, and of course, a warrior god. He married Shala, who is Anu's daughter. She's the corn goddess. That's her symbol. And Shala, you would find in the Hurrians and Hittites, a dad's ranking number is 10. He's known as the thunder god. His weapons cause thunder and lightning. So, or storm god, or whatever you want to call him. He has the alien weapons, just like they all did. He's a warrior god, like I said. He was the main deity of the mountain lands, you know, north and west of Mesopotamia. He was placed there by Enlil. Everybody had their own domain, so to speak. But that's where his was. And of course, he would come in to everybody else's domain and interact with the kings and so forth. And he, too, had sex with the daughters of man and produced semi-divine kings. One son, Ur-Nannurta, the king of Isin. That's a dad's son. And another son was Amersin, the son of Ishkur, whom you have called by name Bersin, and Ur-Nannurta be his helper. There are, on his page, you'll see many artifacts of a dad standing on top of a bull, holding weapons. You'll also see him in his flying disc. He was a war god, but when you see the bull, that would be his animal symbol. And so many times in each civilization, you would see an artifact of him standing on a bull, holding a this or a that. Usually it's a symbol of royalty that he's holding, or an alien weapon that he's holding. There are statues of a dad, many of which ISIS destroyed when they forced their way into certain museums like the one in Baghdad and just destroyed all the evidence of the gods. That's Islam for you. Anything other than Islam must be destroyed. Well, this was thousands of years before Islam. Destroying that was a total loss. I mean, what a huge loss of historical information, which is preserved here on through pictures on my website. And you'll find these artifacts throughout all the different civilizations. Some with a flying disc above him. You know, he's got this fork weapon, like a trident, so to speak, and a hammer. you know, it's holding lightning. But you can easily identify him with the bull. Stelas of him all over the place were found. These stelas, hopefully, some still exist. So as you go through, and I suggest you do, these artifacts on his page, let the slideshow play. You can speed it up by clicking on the arrows. You can go backwards or forward. Just click on the arrow. You stop the scrolling of the slideshow by putting your cursor on the arrow or putting it on the picture. When you put your cursor on the picture, information will pop up. That information was provided by me. So I really recommend you look at all the different civilizations and their artifacts that have been discovered of Adad. And he's an important god. Any son of Enlil is an important god. As you go down, you'll see an overview and what Wikipedia has to say. Some quotes that I pulled out of text that, you know, just hit the important points. And then there's quotes out of Zachariah Sitchin books, a few of those. He had a residence just like all the rest of them. And, you know, you see these step pyramids. They're not temples, unless you want to call it a residence slash temple. So they're all listed as temples. Okay, whatever. There are many artifacts of Adad with his spouse, Shala. She too was important and played a role. And they had a son named Saruma. He too, in the Hittite and so forth, other civilizations, there are artifacts of him and his wife and his son. Scroll through these and look at Shala, and you'll see your son and you'll see a dad. Sometimes they're in procession. Sometimes they're doing one thing or another. Every one of these are scenes that were recorded. I can't tell you what the scenes are. I wasn't there. But they're literally things that happened. And that were saved forever through these artifacts. Occasionally you'll see him with a giant mixed breed king that is much smaller than he and his spouse is. But he's still a giant king. And, of course, the kings were easily identified because they were so much bigger, taller, stronger, smarter than the earthlings. Many of them lived much longer than the earthlings. So there were kings that were loyal to Adad. There were kings that warred under his command. And when you see him on a bull with wings, that's just telling you he's got a flying saucer. And this beast that he's standing on with wings flies. That's what the point of the wings are. They're actually not attached to anything. It's just that they're capable of flight. And that would be through the alien saucers and different aircraft. Adad was, of course, loved by everybody in Enlil's family, and he shows in many situations, shows up. There's a few texts here pertaining to him or that mention him. The Seven Evil Spirits is a must read. That's the nuclear war and his participation in blasting nuclear missiles. You'll see flying saucers, you know, gods in the air in their winged sky disks. That sky disk is a flying saucer. Take the wings away. It doesn't have wings, but it's just there to designate to you that it flies. These are very interesting information here that's given to mankind throughout the ages. These things are thousands of years old. They have lasted that long, and it's that important. This should be taught in schools. Instead, it's hidden. Hidden by those in power who do not want you to know of the gods who came down, colonized the earth, and established mankind upon the earth as their worker race. And then later, of course, they decided to get out of sight. This is somewhere around 300 BC. They decided to remove themselves from sight. But they're still flying around. You still see them today. And I guess you would also see other alien races who also came to Earth. The Lament for Ur. Oh, man, what a text. I suggest you read that as well. Seven Evil Spirits and the Lament for Ur. It's all related. We're talking about the fallout from the seven nuclear bombs, missiles that were fired. These were attacks upon Marduk, their cousin. Marduk was always trying to position himself as supreme god, feeling that his father Enki should have been the Earth colony commander and first in line to the kings. But Enki was born of Anu, the king, and Anu's favorite concubine, Nammu. So therefore, he's not of the double seed, where his younger brother Enlil, born of Anu and Anu's sister, Antu, there's the double seed birth, which came later. It's the exact same story that Abraham had. Abraham had his first son with a concubine, slave, I guess, to his wife. And when she couldn't bear children, it became obvious she hands her girl that, you know, tends to her needs over to her husband Abraham to have sex with and produce an heir. Which he does, a boy named Ishmael. Ishmael is loved and praised and being set up to be the heir to Abraham until Abraham's 100-year-old sister wife, Sarah, becomes pregnant and gives birth to Isaac, or Isaac. Once that's done, Isaac, born of the double seed, and Ishmael and his mother are cast out. And later you'll find the Arabs and then the Muslims are under Ishmael. And under Isaac or Isaac comes the Hebrews, of course. Their line continues. And then the Christians, which come later, much later. So there are thousands of years of history that we'd never think of. That's before Christ. We seem to only go back as far as Muhammad, or in the Christian case, we go back as far as the New Testament and don't pay much attention to the Old Testament. And of course, the Jews do. And, you know, everything is relying on the Old Testament and all the additional books that go with it. So they try to adhere strictly to what was there. but I'm certain some of it had been changed, because again, it refers to the gods who came down, the sons of God who came down, as in Genesis 6. That's the Hebrew text, Genesis 6. You can read it. I suggest you do. So there are slideshows. A dad with giant kings, a dad with other gods, a dad with his spouse. There's one of my favorites is a carving on the side of a mountain or a cliff with a dad in a smaller giant king. Obvious as hell what's going on there. The king looks like a midget, but he's not. He's a mixed breed. And a dad, of course, is a monster. You know, one, his foot could kill anybody on earth just by stepping on you. And, of course, they have ways of getting around that earthlings would never come up with. To this day, we don't come up with. The technology they displayed and the gifts and also war. They brought kingship to earth, and eventually that kingship turned into my kings against your kings. You know, those who are loyal to me against those who are loyal to you, as I try to usurp your power and remove your position from, well, in the case of Marduk, from Babylon or even Egypt. So there are a couple texts from these kings talking about a dad, and not many, but there are some. And, you know, they're worth reading. One of them would give you some information. Let's see here. There's a hymn to a dad, the dad, and a dab to Anne for Ninurta. That's his son. That's a must read, a triple star. Some of this stuff I ask that you read. I spent the time to put all this together. This information is there. You should absorb what's there, or just look at the pictures. But these texts can be very important. You would learn from them. And then I've got a slideshow that's showing you his symbols, his hammer, his fork lightning, and Taurus the bull. Yeah, Taurus. They also had zodiac signs as symbols to themselves. They knew exactly what was out there and how Earth relates to everything in our solar system. They knew what was on each planet and what was valuable to them and what wasn't. Earth, a lot of DNA and a lot of gold. Very valuable to the suns who came down, as well, I'd imagine, to other alien races. And, you know, I would suggest you look at the mutilation of cows and so forth. Something's going on there by the Greys or whoever. I was told by a CIA agent one time that we knew of six different Grey races, different sizes, different styles. And I guess they're interested in our DNA, and they're interested in the DNA of our animals. DNA, man, it's important. And this planet's loaded with it. Loaded with animals, loaded with the advanced one, us. So it's not a lot of information, but it's enough to, so you get a good understanding of a dad and who he is. When you're in, little son, by God, you're mighty. and most of them were warriors. They're a warrior race, a warring race. That's how they damage their planet, and it's why they need the gold to fix the hole they blew in their atmosphere, outer atmosphere. They are fully against us using the nuclear. Somehow we were allowed to develop it, but we are definitely not allowed to start nuclear wars with it. The one bomb here, one bomb there to end a war, they allowed. Such as in bombing Japan's islands there, which is just a series of islands. And they allowed that, but I don't think they would go much for us using nuclear weapons and Russia using them and France and England and China. I mean, that's too much. They're not going to allow that. We have them as deterrents. They wish we didn't have them. So I don't know if they'll just disarm them, or I don't know what they'll do. But they're sure going to be mad at mankind if we ever get crazy enough to use this stuff. It affects them too, you know. So, like the time they used it. And the fallout went through Sumer, went through Mesopotamia. They had, all of them had to abandon their home that they had for thousands of years. All the work they did setting that area up, they abandoned. And then more and more civilizations appear, different races, as DNA is manipulated. This race under you, this race under him. And all of these races know about most of us. You know, the Enlil would know about Enlil's family, whether it be Greece or so forth. They know a bunch about Enlil's family, maybe just a little bit about Enki and his family. Enki was most generally known because of his importance, his wisdom, and, of course, his participation in fashioning Homo erectus into Homo sapien, and then into Homo sapiens sapien. Each step were DNA manipulations, which, good God, had to happen many, many times for us to get to where we are today and have the understanding and the knowledge that we have today. So, speaking of knowledge, the knowledge of these alien gods who came down, as mentioned in the Holy Scriptures, as mentioned in the Vedas, for the Hebrew Scriptures, I mean, not Hebrew, the Hindu Scriptures, that there are historical texts of these gods, and such as the Vedas, they speak of the wars that they had amongst themselves, and their earthlings against your earthlings, and so on and so forth. So I show you the artifacts, I show you how what that looks like as they become discovered, buried in the mud, the dirt, for thousands of years. And, you know, I show you what survives, some of them broken into bits. We never get the benefit of them. Some of them lost forever. Most of them hidden. You might find, such as the Epic of Gilgamesh, it's 7 tablets long. But you might find one tablet in New York and another one in Mexico City. You know, they don't make it easy for you to understand what's going on. That's why this website exists. Don't claim to know everything, but I at least know the basics, and I understand the artifacts. These artifacts and these texts were not written to be lies. They're written to be historical documents, historical events, historical beings that came down, the symbols that of them we use constantly. They're on our buildings, they're in our logos, they're everywhere, on our flags. The Masons know all about the gods. They keep it secret. They want it kept secret. This is all hidden knowledge that needs to be exposed. It should be taught in school. So I suggest that you go through the website, look at this, look at that, look at their planet. I mean, read some of the texts, go through the slideshows. Very interesting stuff. Look at the ancient astronaut page. And if you're Christian, go to the Christian paintings. These things have been hidden from you. You need to know. So here comes MesopotamianGods.com. Is being viewed by many, many people worldwide. Every nation that has the internet, people have come to this website from every nation. As long as you got the internet, and that's all but two or three. So I'm glad to see there's success with this. I do not promote it. I do not do all the tricks to get it in position. You basically gotta want to come to this in order to find it. You have to want to or be referred to. And that adds up to a lot of people. A lot of people. So I thank you for coming. I hope that these recordings help you. And God bless us all.